Hi, Duchess. Today is the 11th of July, 1969. And I made this tape to you about a half hour ago, only to discover that I didn't make it at all. Or at least it hadn't recorded. Okay, let's see. First of all, I have to tell you about the wonderful, wonderful 5 days I had in Bong Tao. They were really great. We had 2 days. I'm listening. There seems to be somebody walking around outside. We just had all the workmen here. They were fixing our hot water. Would you believe we didn't have hot water for 4 days? So I didn't find this out until last night. So, of course, I had to get on it today. And here it is, almost 8 o'clock in the evening, and they just got around to fixing it. But at least we have hot water now. So anyway, I started to make this tape in between the workmen coming, you know, and I had to keep cutting off and going to see what they were doing. I was scared death they were going to blow up this place. Not that I would mind. I just wish they'd let me know and I'd get out of the building. Anyway, I had a real good time in Bong Tao. My leg didn't bother me at all. I have had no trouble with it whatsoever. And it's crazy because one day I have a cast on and the next day, of course, I'm just as normal as anybody. I did keep it taped, though, at night. And when they took the cast off, the doctor cut it so that I would have a shell of a cast. And he said perhaps I could sleep with it at night to keep the leg like in a splint, really. So I didn't take the cast with me to Bong Tao because I couldn't pack it. And I looked pretty silly flying around with a cast tucked under my arm. But I did tape the leg up, and I didn't have any problems with it. And so I think what I'll do is learn to sleep with that cast on here. Oh, I guess for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, I don't know, until I feel the strength back in my leg. But it's real hard, Duchess, because it goes well, you know, I have no problems, and then one morning I just stretch and I pull the whole thing out of joint. But anyway, let's see, I went down Saturday morning, I left early, and I was down in Bong Tao somewhere by 9:30. It's only a 20-minute flight. And I went down on a Beechcraft, a U-21 fixed-wing aircraft. And that was real nice because I had never been on one before. And I flew back yesterday morning on a Beaver. And you've probably seen those Beavers. They're really, to me, they're just a bit bigger than what would be a Piper Cub. Anyway, I like that. That was very nice. And Saturday and Sunday, I just hung around. I stayed with Gwen Hawkins, who is the club director of the Driftwood Service Club there in Bong Tao. She has a beautiful big club, an awful lot of room, one of the nicest I have seen. And I kind of rested in her place. I stayed with her. See, we stayed at the Pacific Hotel. They've converted it to an officer's BOQ. But they're very packed because they get a lot of people going down there on R&R. And so I shared her room. She has two beds in her room. She has a big size room with a porch area. And the porch area is all screened off. And she's on the second floor. Anyway, I thought it was great that she had this porch area because you can get a breeze, you know, and no flies or anything. And she has a big bathroom. The two disadvantages of the whole weekend were, one, the latrine wasn't working most of the weekend. It was broke and they fixed it and then it broke again. And the second thing was that she doesn't ever have hot water. They just don't have it. They don't even have a hot water spigot. They just have one spigot and it's lukewarm. It's not stone cold, but I had been used to hot water, you know. Anyway, those were the only two disadvantages, and other than that, it was a marvelous, marvelous weekend. Really, it was 5 days, from Saturday through Thursday. Thursday? No, I came back. Thursday, yeah. Saturday through Wednesday. And on Monday, a couple of girls came down early, and I went swimming with them. The whole day was great, because it was a beautiful day weather-wise. And we had lunch at one of the local places that was recommended. There are very few places recommended to eat in, but we've managed to find a couple. And then we went to the Australian beach. They have an They have a lot of beach areas. They have three or four local beaches that the Vietnamese use, but they are completely off limits because they're not kept clean and they don't have any kind of bathing facilities or what have you. Then the American beach and the Australian beach are side by side, and the American beach has one like a beach house, you know, like a they call it the beachcomber, and it's really a dive. The ladies' room was just a mess. I don't think any women have been in there for months and months. But we were. All day. Funny thing, yesterday my nose started to blister and it's got a peel, you know. So it's a little bit swollen today, but that's the extent of any damage I got. I got very brown, and of course my back is itchy because it got a good burn, but I wasn't uncomfortable with it. In fact, it felt good. It really did, and I wore my bikini. Oh, I can't get over that bikini. Anyway, of course, we were the only women there. There are very few women. You do see occasionally a couple of nurses that go, but we did ask if it were all right if we used their facilities because we were Americans, and this is supposed to be limited. To have us in their pool. And of course, they all stand around and gape at you in the pool, but nevertheless, we enjoyed it. And we got out to eat. Two or three. Usually, there was a large group because there were about 20 girls or 23, something like that. And we went out in groups, maybe 10 or so, you know, to eat dinner. And I had lobster one night, and I had Chateaubriand steak another night. And oh, that was a pleasant change. We get steak here a lot, Duchess, but to me it's not the real good steaks that you're used to cooking yourself or, you know, buying in a restaurant. And all that, and having dishes, and, you know, because we don't see dishes. And it was very, very pleasant. As I said, I got very relaxed, and I slept late a couple of mornings. However, Gwen and I stayed up quite late almost every night, just yakking about all the problems of the world. And of course, we solved the service club problems, which are numerous, numerous. And we talked about the juvenile delinquents and the politicians and the whole bit, you know. But it was a change for Gwen because she doesn't get any company, and she's an older woman. I mean, she's got a few years on me. She has a master's degree in recreation. She's a very interesting person, and she's done a lot. She's Negro, and she's done a great deal in the some of the Negro movements, and she plans to go back and teach again. She has taught for a number of years, and eventually she'll get her doctorate in recreation. So she was extremely interesting and excellent company, so we got along just fine. And it was nice to meet some of the other girls, because I never get to see them, because I don't see women, period. And the meeting itself was very good in parts, very disappointing in other parts, and for the most part, choppy all the way around. It was choppy because even though they had planned an itinerary, they had asked guest speakers to come, and many of these people came late, and some didn't come at all, but whenever they came, we just stopped whatever we were discussing and let them speak, you know. And then one portion of the meeting was a guided tour, and we took about an hour and a half, and we toured a couple of sites in Vung Tao, and so I got to take a few pictures, and this I liked. This I thought was real nice. So I really hated to come back. In fact, I didn't rush back. Most of the girls left Wednesday night. 9/10 of them left Wednesday. I didn't leave until Thursday. And as I said, I come back Thursday morning. The meeting itself, the material covered and whatnot, the parts that were frustrating, Duchess, were I had done a great deal of made reports up, like on supplies. I haven't gotten any supplies in almost 3 months. Nothing. I can't get paper cups or towels or soap or anything that I would use, any expendable items. And I did a full report a week before the meeting so I could give it to one of the speakers. They had a captain that was speaking on supplies. And of course, he didn't have any answers. And I wrote up a dozen questions on a piece of paper. And all this I did a week before the meeting, see? And it was a beautiful job, at least I thought it was. And he still didn't have any answers. He said he can't give me any answers because the channels are so clogged up for supply that it's going to take months to straighten things out. I mean, I need this, you know, like I need a hole in my head. Meanwhile, I said, what do I do, you know? This kind of nonsense. And there was a big problem with the civilian personnel office governing our Vietnamese laborers. This is something else that the Army just has no communication between these different departments that are so necessary to operate special services. Of course, they don't worry about it because special services is not a tactical mission that gets any priorities. In fact, they get none. So it's almost a losing battle in some areas. And in addition to that, I had done a couple of, I had to get up, I didn't know my name was going to be on the itinerary. A couple of times I had to give a speech on staff relationships and staff meetings and some SOP things, you know, standard operating procedures on ARs, and these are Army regulations and user V regulations and first log regulations, and I had more to do with it than I knew I was going to have to do, you know, but it's only because they know I have some experience, and in addition to that I have a very big mouth, so Betty had asked me to prepare a few things before the meeting, which I did. And one night we went out for a party. One of the units down there gave a party. I wasn't too enthused about it. I snuck off and I was watching. One room had a TV in it, and I was watching Carol Burnett, whom I enjoy so very much. But all in all, it was a very, very nice change of pace for me, and I'm so glad I went. Turn over.